This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Move it up, son. Word.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo, billers.
For real, because who ain't got no feelings. Feelings. Check it out now. Stuck off the realness, we be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers, tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share. For all those who wanna profile and pose, rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for theyself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get they whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You could put your whole army against my team, and I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. Your crew is featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is old. And when the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another nigga deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly, so I could get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know, go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through, or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Sunday shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Scared to death and scared to look.
Living the life that of diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones.
Shook ones. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one. For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much I got to trust, safeguard of my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, if you don't play, I don't got time for your petty thinking. My son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And once the smoke clears, you'll be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake gas, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal minds thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, EMJ got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on them, I put on all my peoples. React quick, spill lyrics like Max, I hit your domo. When I roll up the beat, go sleep because I'm free.
Son, they shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Living the life that of diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones.
Shook ones.
He ain't a crook, son.
He's just a shook one.
To all the villains and the $100 billions.
Hey yo, it's Roots Maneuver, bigging up the Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio. Wicked every time as usual, you know how it goes. Splendid.
I love that, right?
Go. Live and direct from Iceland, your second favourite supermarket.
Oops, there you go.
That was Roots Maneuver, of course. But right now you're locked into FUBAR Radio. Me and Mice were doing the karaoke ad-libs during that first track.
We're trying to get Lissy involved there, but I don't think she's been learning the lyrics like she was meant to, but never mind.
That's her homework.
Yes, of course. This is the hip-hop show right here.
Mm-hmm. And before we go any further, let's say a big thank you to our brethren. Our brethren in FUBAR Crime. That's Ian Bolesworth. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours. And you can listen back to his show and all FUBAR shows on the website. Last week, we had another dope one. We were joined for the whole show by Jest and Confucius MC live in the studio. We got some live raps out of them. And we had a wicked open mic with featuring Morel as well. If you missed that, you need to go and check it out. Got the whole lowdown on Jest's new album. That's foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop.
Yeah, damn right.
And this is myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. Sorry, I was about to say the boss. Because, you know, I've been learning new languages here and there, but I ain't even going to get into that. You know what I mean? This is all about the hip-hop show this Monday.
Yeah.
For all you bitches and bitchettes.
And this one is an extra special one because we have so much to fit in today's show for you. But, you know, it was only correct that today's show we sent a special salute to the one and only prodigy of Mobb Deep. And we've got so much cool stuff to lined up for you and featuring some special guests who are going to be talking to us as well. And as always, we have to get into an investigation each show.
Yes, of course. And even that is paying homage to the late, great prodigy of Mobb Deep. So you lot stay locked in, bitches and bitchettes.
Yes, and open mic coming up as well. And, you know, we've just got so much Mobb Deep music and prodigy music in the bag for you too. As well as a special extended big up, let's call it that. That's coming up right after this. We've got a really dope guest on the line straight from New York on the way too. So don't move a muscle. It's Sarah Love, Mice Diggy. It's FUBAR Radio. Let's hit you with some of that new Jest first, though.
Nothing makes sense. Everything's a tangled mess up inside my head. Drug dependent, I'm living on the edge. Hudsucker building, standing on the ledge. Ready to plummet to my death. My girl asking herself, what's the sign that I said? He never did take criticism well. Official card carrying citizen of hell. I built a wall of sound, my citadel repel and impale. Nobody ever lived to tell the tale. Still I'm feeling like my life's a major fail. Standing on the platform waiting for British Rail. Throw myself on the track like I do with these raps. Where the drugs at, a brother gotta relax. Slag, he's become totally detached. Socially inept, yet they're throwing me the snatch. Big fish, he's supposed to be a catch. Take notice how he chats. Is it poetry? Perhaps. But they're never showing the acknowledgement for that. Till your image get polished, keep the policy intact. Talking industry politics with cats. Properly smashed, they probably hit the bottle till he's lashed. Drink driving through life like Brands Hatch. No goals all season, still he's man of the match. Crash dummy splattered on the dash. The hooded executioner brandishing the axe. Dust to dust, ashes to ash. Disappeared like a dealer selling cabbage on your patch. The parasitic one, the cashing on the act. Call the paramedics quick, they can try and bring you back. Before it all fade to black. Lifeless laid on his back. Can I get an encore, por favor? Hudsucker building, 44th floor. I'm on the 44th floor. Fucked up how I'm feeling, 44th floor. Can I get an encore, por favor? Hudsucker building, 44th floor. I'm on the 44th floor. Can't crack the glass ceiling, 44th floor. Falling through the skies, his whole life flashed before his eyes. The many faces of who we loved and despised. Those close enough to see through my disguise. Sentimentality, my demise catalyzed. No cat's eyes, only oncoming headlines. Back page obituary, front page headlines. Got him scratching their heads like headlights. Skull about to bust like my head's in a advice, no suicide note. So they left to surmise, just a glass half empty, except for some ice and an ashtray full of roaches left behind. Now they're queuing up behind like lemons in a line. From here all the way to Palestine, 72 virgins waiting in paradise. When I reach the other side, better to die than have all my beliefs undermined. Under fire on the front line, seeking a divine, seeking you shall find. Flatline.
Finally, the best drop ever. You have never heard a drop like this drop. This is a world premiere, premiere, premiere. Yo, what's good? Sir William Brimstone up in here, Jest, with the family. Fubar Radio, Mice Diggy, DJ Sarah Love. It's the hip hop show. Keep it locked in. Peace.
Aw, yes. That was quite nice. That was very lovely. Nice. That sounds from Jess. Brand new album is out now. Billy Green is Dead. That track is 44th Floor. Make sure you listen back to last week's show because Jess was live in the studio with us. And this is myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Digmund Freud, a.k.a. Mice Diggy, all up in your ear canal. Is that... That's appropriate, isn't it? Just in case my mum's listening.
She won't be offended. Her
She'll be like, what is
her.
Your ear canal? You don't swim in this thing.
Tell me. But, you know, if you're a regular listener to this show, you know we like to start off with the positive vibes. And, like, in this last week, we had some shocking news that Prodigy, Albert Johnson of Mobb Deep, he died on the 20th of June. He was only 42 years old, man. And it's just trippy how overnight suddenly you're talking about somebody in past tense. And it's just tripped me out. I think, for me personally, Mobb Deep, they're one of the greatest and most iconic hip-hop duos of all time. And I think it's hard to really contest that. You know, to me, they define like a whole era of hip-hop. Their contribution is just massive. And to me, Mobb Deep, really, they are the sound of New York hip-hop. Like, they're from Queensbridge, New York City, and they're the duo Havoc and Prodigy. They became one of the most successful rap duos in hip-hop, having sold over 3 million records. And, I mean, what an amazing contribution they have made to the rap game. So I thought it was only correct that we sent out an enormous...
Big up!
...to Prodigy, you know, because it's a career that we have to acknowledge, and we got to put it up there on a pedestal so we recognise what we're dealing with. And we have to remember to treat all of our stars, past and present, you know, with the respect that they deserve and the acknowledgement that they deserve. And I just think Prodigy, he's done something iconic for hip-hop and for American music, you know. So I thought it was only correct that we also got on the line some people with different perspectives on Prodigy, you know, whether they're fans, friends, work colleagues, fellow MCs.
Work colleagues, I like that. Rappers don't usually say that, but in this case. Yo, I'm just with my work colleague, you know what I'm saying? We're about to lay it down right now, make a movie up in this bitch, man. It doesn't quite.
This is where like I cross the lines.
You're
between
right, though,
question time and hip hop time.
Yeah,
you know. So, no, I was saying at the weekend. You know, you're old when you and your best friend are texting each other like, "Are you watching Question Time?" That's where I'm at now, Mice. So I go from a hip hop Kool G Rap concert, and then the next day watching Question Time with David Dimbleby.
So you're online hashtagging. Oh my God, they got that right. I can't believe they just missed that one. Hashtag, you know, in Question Time. Like,
I know, I'm
sad. Press the hashtag, there's only like 10 of you lot even talking about it.
I need help.
Program.
I need help. Mice, help me, please. I need help. But, you know, I'm hip hop to the core.
Of course.
As well. And that's why I feel on this show we need to represent hip hop correctly. So I thought it was only right that we got a real. True champion of Queens and of New York hip hop on the line
Queens
to talk
native.
With us. And right now, we should be joined by the one and only Pharaoh Munch. Can you hear me?
Yes. Peace, everybody.
What's going on, Munch?
I'm good, man. You know, just getting back from Iceland, and then I did a show 2 days ago in the park with Taleb and the Soul Rebels band, and we did a little dedication to Prodigy. So just chilling, man. Yeah.
Wow. And I mean, like, how would you say the contribution of Prodigy and Mobb Deep is like in the scheme of not even just New York hip-hop, but the story of hip-hop?
I mean, not only was he one of my favorite work colleagues.
I'm never going to live that down now.
No, that sounded, see how gangster that sounded?
Damn. I thought I could finesse that.
Anyway, yeah.
Damn.
Nah, but I mean, Sarah Love is right in the sense that for me, the group is very iconic. Their sound, you know, when I first heard, you know, Survival of the Fittest and the first joints off of that record, it really summed up for me embodying what I thought New York hip hop is all about. It's been pretty dark and dangerous and cold, and I just love dark hip hop. And you know, Havoc was coming with those beats that I was like, oh man, you know, I wish I had that record. Or it definitely felt for me like this is what New York hip hop is all about, especially in that era. I had a conversation with Nas one time, and he was just talking about, we'll never get back that feeling of danger that you used to get when you would go to a spot. And I know it sounds bug, but it used to be a part of, you know, the emotion of hip hop. Like, you had to go with a crew of people in order to see Rakim or in order to see G-Rap. You definitely couldn't go with just two people. So their music felt like that and embodied that to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I saw someone tweet over the weekend. They were like, it was thanks to Mobb Deep that I didn't become a street dude. Because I thought I was about that life, but then when I listened to Infamous, I realized that I'm not cut out for it.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay.
And another dope thing about Prodigy is that he was an art student as well. We happened to go to the same high school, which is a high school of art and design. We didn't go there at the same time. So, in one of the posts that I did, I was talking about the outer shell of what you have in hip hop versus the inner person. And you know, he was an artist as well as his parents were musicians, so this brilliance didn't just come out of nowhere. Like, he's genetically like an art dude and loved life and was very loving in person, you know what I'm saying? So you know, that persona of the music is just so amazing to me, how as writers in hip hop, we create what we feel in the inside as well, but it's multifaceted who we are as people. And he went to art school as well. And I mean, I was hearing their music when they were 14 and 15.
Juvenile
out
hell,
of
right?
Bridge.
Is that Juvenile hell?
Always saying provocative lyrics like, I don't even know if I could say. I remember one time, there was one song, he passed the mic to Havoc, and he was like, I'm going to pass the mic to Havoc. Get on the mic, you dog-skinned faggot. I'm like, what? Like, that's your partner. But that's, even when they were young, they were expressing provocative and like, hard edge that you heard nobody else say.
Yeah.
And, like, for me, like, besides the, like, Nas, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. Like, the next, or like on par with that, is stab your brain with your nose bone.
I love that line so much.
So I was, because it's funny you said that, because I was thinking about the fact that, you know, like, obviously you got Nas with the snuffing Jesus line. You had Big L, you know, the devil's son. But there was only, I find there are only a few artists in that realm, in that sort of street hardcore realm, you know, the dark side, like you're talking about, they you know, Mobb Deep were the same, especially Prodigy, in terms of like walking that thin line between being this grimy street dude and being a rap nerd. Like, Prodigy was a guy,
right,
apparently, that he was like an encyclopedia when it came to hip hop as well. You know, you couldn't tell him
right,
nothing
no,
get
no,
it wrong.
No question.
Yeah. So I've always found that interesting, man.
Yeah. He was well-read, and he was an art dude, and I'm pretty sure if he went to art and design, he hit up the comic book world as well as I did, and everybody who went to that school, and graffiti and all of that. So, I mean, but you know, when I later found out that he had sickle cell, I kind of understood where the writing was coming from as I was getting more information from his A&R and people who knew him, and then episodes that I knew personally about where he was writing from and how he was trying to express that pain. Mm. And I kind of got a glimpse into where those dark lines were coming from.
That's why it made sense.
But they've just summed up so much of, I mean, to me as a Londoner from the outside, it just sounds like New York. Like, if you were to say, what does New York hip hop sound like? You just play Mobb Deep.
Word up, son. You hit it. Yeah, well, it's a gas, it's freaking gas ignition from the cooker, right? Tick, 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 tick.
In the video, yeah.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, that's apparently where the hi-hats are. Like, for real, the hi-hats in that tune are actually from him. That's why they did put it in the video.
Yeah, I really.
It's crazy, man.
But, you know, also kind of highlighted to me this weekend, like, how about us acknowledging, you know, other just G's in the game. And I mean, like, just people who have made important contributions, because in a sense, we kind of took for granted that everyone was totally shocked to hear this news. Mm. You know, it wasn't something that we expected. He's gone way too soon. I mean, 42 years old. Like, that's just ridiculous. And, you know, but I just think I want us to be celebrating our dudes while they're around, and ladies, around.
It's
so people like Slick Rick or something. Like, yeah, we need to recognize how important these people are. Someone like Prodigy or Mobb Deep. I mean, to go and see them live in the concert last year was so amazing, just the energy in the building and stuff. Mm. And it's just a shame to me that I just want to make sure that everyone knows, like, while they're still here, how important the contribution they've made is.
They get to smell the roses while they're here. I know what you
mean. Yeah, man, if you touched my heart or inspired me or shaped me over the last 10 years, I've been telling people straight up, yo, I got love for you. I love you. I don't care if you're a thug or not.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like I don't get to be around these people a lot or work with these people a lot, so there's nothing at this point in my career where I can't be like, yo, I'm a straight fanboy. And I got to tell him that a couple of years ago, as well as he was very important to my career in the sense that on Internal Affairs, I was sitting down with Alchemist.
Yeah.
I was sitting down with Alchemist going over music for the album, and he played the beat for Show No Mercy, the MOP record.
Show No Mercy. Can we do that karaoke one day, Mice?
Yeah.
I love that. I'll be Mobb Deep.
Yeah, if you're ready for me to turn into Hulk, nice, MOP. If you're ready for me to turn into Hulk,
MOP, you be.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that, when I hear that shit, the gamma rays hit me, boy. That's it.
I start kicking people in the throat when I hear that song.
But, yeah, so carry on.
Sorry.
So what happened with that?
No, so Alchemist played the beat, and I was like, dude, I need this record. And I was like, yo, that's Prodigy's B's working on a solo project. And I was like, are you sure? Is he writing to it? Is he going to use it? Is he going to keep it? He was like, yeah, he's writing to it. And I was like, are you sure? Are you sure? I was aggressive. It was my first solo album, and I was like, yo, give me his number. Give me his number. Because I didn't have P's number, and Al gave me the number, and I called him, and I was like, yo, it's Pharaoh. I'm sitting with Alchemist right now. He's running through these beats, and he played this one beat that I got to have it. And, you know, Prodigy was like, yo, play the beat. Let me hear what beat it is. And I played it, and he was like, yo, man, I'm writing to that shit, yo. I'm like, come on, B, I'm really, really
wow. Need Well, Munch was on it. You weren't giving up. You weren't giving up on this one.
I didn't. I was determined. He was like, all right, you know, go ahead, tell Alice slide you the beat. And I was like, yes, I won't let you down. And I'll never forget, I laid my verse.
Wow.
And MOP hadn't got on it yet. I laid my verse, and Al called P to the studio, and he came to the studio with Havoc. Like, we're coming here to see if your verse is official. I'm going to give you my thing. You better bring it.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And they both was like, yo, this is official. And plus, LP's going to be on it. So he gave me the thumbs up. And I'll never forget that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, that's love, bro.
That's like, you know what I mean?
That
and I'm sure he had an assortment of dope joints. But, you know, that record has meant a lot to my career and working with, you know, M.O.P.
Yeah,
you know, and all of that. So
another one of my favorite duos in hip hop. And I know that you're like a big New York sports fan. I don't know if you saw Farrow that the New York Yankees, they did a tribute to Prodigy at the game.
Well, they played his tune, or what?
They played Shook Ones in the stadium at the game.
That's wicked, man.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what's really amazing is the impact. Like now, you know, it's sad that now you see that in terms of like, you know, the Yankees doing that now.
That's
or
what I'm saying.
Like a lot of the MMA stuff I've been watching, the intros, people have been walking into Mobb Deep or people have been interviewing and playing Prodigy
That's
stuff at the
music.
Beginning. And so like, in, what I wanted to originally ask you was like, what impact did they have on Queens? Like, did they, you know, they're the sort of vibe that they brought out. Everyone just felt like, oh shit, that's what it's like in Queens then. That's how they talk, the dun-dun talk, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So was it a case of them showing the world what, you know, their side of Queens was about, or did they start setting a trend throughout Queens, or did it grow more because of them throughout Queens and the rest of New York?
Well, you know, it was, everybody was just really proud of them, you know, because there had already been so many successful artists from Queensbridge. Mm. You know, and them coming through and seeing them. I mean, I swear to you, they were like 14 and 15 when they started to pursue their careers, which was insane to me.
Babies.
And then, you know, watching them with the tutelage of Large Professor and Havoc working together, and you know, a lot of what Havoc learned coming up on the Hall and Tip, and just seeing them put that to use, but still coming up with their own sound and their own vibe and finally getting their voices. You know, they've been doing it for a long time. They have been doing it, but this is all about finding your voice, and they found it. And that's what I'm proud of when any artist does that. You know, it's the contribution to the culture when you develop a sound and a voice that it keeps it going, and they did that because it didn't sound like Nas per se, and it didn't sound like Tit per se. You know, people started to try to rhyme like them.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
And you know, people were saying done in their songs, and I was so happy for them.
Yeah,
when that happens, it's a beautiful thing.
Kiko and all that. They had all this slang that just, you was like, wow, that's
exactly
that's infamous. You know, it was nearly like how the Wu had their, you know, the offsprings, the, what do you call them? The killer bees. Yeah, like Mobb Deep had
exactly.
they had the infamous mob, and then you had the twins. Mm-hmm. You know, you had this, that, and they all had that talk, and then it extended on from you know to obviously via the CNN thing, and you know it's just amazing, man. I like what you were mentioning about comic books and whatnot, because it almost was like that, where you just felt like, oh, you're digging deeper and finding out about these other artists who are from that realm, you know.
Exactly,
from the infamous world,
the first appearance.
It's amazing, man.
And
really
it's
is.
Like they really created a kind of sound, a sonic world.
Yeah,
like that's
exactly
how I feel with their music. It's like a sonic world. And to me, like the infamous album, that's some of the most beautiful hip hop ever made. Mm. Like when you listen to the album, you're submerged into this
the
whole
darkness,
like you can visualize this whole soundscape kind of thing. And there's not many albums or artists as great as they are that really you've can say that about. Do you know what I mean? Like that's how iconic their music is to me.
It's like when you watch a superhero movie, you come out feeling like, you know, you want to be one of them. You know, when you was younger, or was that only me? But you listen to Mobb Deep. You know what I mean? When you're younger, you listen to, you want to go out and just like, yo, just stand on the corner, sip a OE, like, what up, Kiko? You know what I mean?
Enough people out here thought they were about that Queensbridge
lifestyle. E&J. How many of us got fucked up on E&J after that?
I know, it's like the best endorsements ever. But, you know, thank you so much for talking to us today, because I just thought it would be really nice for us to collectively, you know, as a community, be able to share this, the celebration of his life and his contribution, because I seriously think it is that epic. But what might you like? like to hear from Mobb Deep Pharamunch, because I've got a few tracks lined up, but you mentioned Survival of the Fittest there when we were talking earlier, but I wonder, is there like a tune in particular that I might happen to have put into the playlist that you would like to hear?
Sarah's really bad at hiding.
What?
Sarah's trying to hide that she already knows the tune.
No, I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
The way you said
that's
it,
why I'm
like,
saying I really hope like you happen to say something that I to put in the shortlist.
Yesterday, I played this Mobb Deep, The Realest with Coogee Rap. I must have played that like 27 times in a row.
Okay,
so
well,
if you could play that.
Well, you're in luck because I did add that to the shortlist.
Yay!
Especially see, I'm on it. That's why I'm a DJ and I ain't an MC.
Sarah's the female Paul Daniels of there. She's trying to David Blaine the game up in here.
Oh, no, who's the one married to like Claudia Schiffer or someone like that? He's like really cheesy. Like,
they're all cheesy now, man. You can,
he's got Chris
one Angel,
of those funny
Chris
names.
Angel.
No, like he's old school. Anyway, it's not about him today. What, like, I want to say David Axelrod, but it's not David.
Yeah,
Axel.
I know you're on about.
You know,
he looks like
Silverton. I don't know. He's got some funky name like that.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get back to you
David. David Copperfield.
Copperfield, thank you. David Silverton. You know that guy, David Silverton.
There's some element involved in it. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, Silverton Copperfield. He's the dude battling David Copperfield.
That's hilarious.
But yes, so that will be my pleasure to play you the track with The Realness with Cool G Rap, especially after Cool G Rap just performed in weekend this last in
Friday,
the UK
right?
This last week. And he did perform his track at the concert, and that was really lovely too. But thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us, because I thought also it was important for people to hear from another, you know, certified OG of hip-hop and a Queens representative such as yourself. So thanks for taking the time out to share your words with everybody.
I appreciate y'all always, man.
And we love you so much, and we can't wait for you to be back in the UK to join us in the studio, and you know, maybe we can get some
cause more trouble.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Bless, man. Take care, man.
All right. Peace. All right.
It's a killer shit, guys. No doubt. The undisputed. Niggas living with their lives on the line.
For young guns coming up during these times.
For police who find drugs letting niggas slide.
For niggas out slinging like four in the night.
For your man's not snitching when the pressure is tight.
For pistols that don't jam when it's time to strike.
For bootleg liquor on a Sunday night.
This be the realest shit you heard in your life.
Yo, when the gas reveal, your cash get peeled, and that's the deal. Fuck the bitch ass and switch fast, niggas that lack the real. When the slugs burst, G-Rap be aiming at your mug first. Niggas is bloodthirst, we see who get plugged worse. We dug earth to place you, put the nickel bladers to your facial. Bullets ain't racial, kid, they only hate you. My nine'll seem like it's a time machine, be seed-date you. Jacking you more than Ripper, my fifth's an organ shifter. The human organism lifter, you'll be hearing organs if you're leaving orphans. If you let these fools hit you with a law splitter, a four-pitcher, the bump head. But those that don't let accurate shots in back of your knot. Leaving one dead, G-Rap, Havoc, and Prodigy. Let's put these bitch niggas where bodies be done. Yo, if it gotta be, it gotta be. It gotta be. For street niggas living with their lives on the line.
For young guns coming up during these times.
For police who find drugs letting niggas slide.
For niggas out slinging like four in the night.
For your man's not snitching when the pressure is tight.
For pistols that don't jam when it's time to strike.
For bootleg liquor on a Sunday night.
This be the realest shit you heard in your life. When the gas spits, some niggas get blown off the atlas. The half is unsolved mystery. Reenactments, get practice. What you lack is you think like the average. Jake's dumbfounded, leaving crime scenes can handle. Nothing but cannons got conspicuous. Like a laminate of branding with a cereal scratch. Bad apple out of the batch. Done it maybe like that. If I could push back the clock, probably leave it like that. Draw blood for my niggas. G-U-D, Ty, Nitty, and Twin. And Twin is not here, plus my kin. Killer be forever with me. Quick Drake that said it with me.
And to QB, they show love throughout the years with
you
me.
You got guns, we got guns, the serious ones. Leave foul powder stuck in your lungs. We come from where niggas look out for they dun-duns. Love never disrespect, hit niggas with redirect.
For street niggas living with their lives on the line.
For young guns coming up during these times.
For police who find drugs letting niggas slide.
For niggas out slinging like four in the night.
For your man's not snitching when the pressure is tight.
For pistols that don't jam when it's time to strike.
For bootleg liquor on a Sunday night.
This be the realest shit you heard in your life. Never prejudge, it be the humble that'll squeeze slugs. It be the one standing still that'll peel guns. Spill blood for my thuns, thugging for me. Man, you don't wanna get involved, fucking with P. I spent more nights healing, less nights chilling. The more shots they hold, the better they feel it. What be the dealings? Some killers like to hide behind specs. Others got blatant disrespect, and the rest are so young that you wouldn't even expect to be bursting off guns like a Vietnam vet on the steps, sitting in the staircase bent, thinking on ways to take another man's head. Go to war with niggas that's against what I rap. I settle things with a heavy metal fifth. Change clips, switch clothes after I spit. Place niggas back in their space. Fuckers on your mind, kid.
For street niggas living with their lives on the line.
For young guns coming up during these times.
For police who find drugs letting niggas slide.
For niggas out slinging like four in the night.
For your man's not snitching when the pressure is tight.
Yeah, it's your people's Feral March, you know what it is, Queens, New York. And right now, you're listening to the Hip Hop Show with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio 1.
Mm-hmm.
You're damn right, you hear that, boy, that was smooth, innit?
Smooth.
Cool G-Rap, Mobb Deep right there, boy.
The realest, that's from Murder Music that came out in 1999. What a dope catalogue Mobb Deep have as well.
Yeah, man, it's hardcore. You know, I was thinking, shout out to Tim Joshua, by the way. He says, great to hear Prodigy's work, colleagues. Such as Pharrell Munch giving him props. Keep it thorough. Of course, rest in peace, Prodigy. And, you know, speaking of that, man, I you think about, like, the people. Whenever someone passes away, I always feel like, wow, what is it? Like, I feel hurt, and I don't even know him like that. I've met him once, do you know what I mean? And that's it, and not to say I know him. But imagine what it must feel like for his family, you know, his wife, his kids, immediate family, and of course, the other half of the duo, man, Havoc. Like, I was like, shit, what would that be like for him now? You know, how is he feeling? I know they were touring like crazy.
And from so young, been working together. Havoc, he said at first he thought the news of Prodigy's death was a weird rumour. And he knew that Prodigy was in hospital since Sunday following the performance they did in Las Vegas. But he wasn't that concerned because he said it was quite often that he had checked in with him and everything. But he said once the news was confirmed, he could have crashed his car with his kids in it because he was just on his way from his five-year-old son's kindergarten graduation. It's always like hard to believe these things, you know, it's real. Like I say, and I can't even believe that we're talking about Prodigy in past tense, you know.
Yeah, no.
But I was so, it just makes me even happier that I managed to catch them live when they were on tour for the anniversary of the Infamous album last year in the UK. And thanks to our next guest on the line, I was lucky enough to meet both Havoc and Prodigy. Ski Beats, can you hear me?
Hey, I hear you.
Yo.
I hear you.
Oh, it's
what's
lovely
going on,
to
Steve?
Have you back again.
Thank you, man. Thank you, guys, man.
Unfortunately, in tough circumstance, you know, but you were one of the first people that I thought of when I heard the news, because I know that you had been touring with the guys and DJing with them.
Yeah, you mentioned that last time you were on the show as well. You were DJing for Mobb Deep at the time, right?
Yeah, I was like 3 years.
For 3 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, for like 3 years.
That's crazy, man.
It was crazy how it happened. It was like I was actually a stand-in DJ because I believe their DJ at the time, he couldn't do a couple of shows, and they just ended up, you know, just using me for all the shows.
Yeah.
Which was a blessing, you know. They took me around the world. It was crazy, amazing.
And what was it like working with them? I mean, what was it like being on the road with Prodigy and Havoc?
Oh, man, you know, it's two different worlds. It's two different dynamics, you know?
Yeah.
Prodigy was the, you know, the laid back, you know, kept to herself, you know, didn't say too much, you know, super cool. Havoc was the, you know, boisterous, always, you know, telling jokes, having us, you know, laughing through the whole adventure, man. Crazy, two different dynamics.
That's mad, boy. Was there anything you learned? Like, so obviously you'd known of them via the music. You know, you may have seen them here and there. But then, I mean, touring with somebody for 3 years, that's a long time. You get to know someone. Was there anything about Prodigy you learned that you didn't know before that was like, oh, wow, this dude, you know?
Oh, man, a lot, man. You know, it's just how he was with his, you know, his family, his kids, you know? He was like a dad, you know what I mean? Like a real dad. Like, you know, sometimes he would bring his kids with him on the road. Like, he did not want to be away from his kids at all.
Serious.
Dad, man, you know, he was obviously an avid reader, man, very educated brother. And he just had a lot of things going on, man. Businessman, you know, and very humble, you know. The way he treated his fans was like, you know, love. It was just amazing. He just treated everybody equal, man.
I know, and that's what was so nice when I met them, because they were just like they seemed really warm, lovely dudes. Like, you know, they could, me just being a fan who's listened to them for the majority of my life, you could easily paint a picture in your mind that these are going to be some screw face, like, you know, diva. They could easily take that angle. Like, we know many stars who are like that kind of thing. Yeah. But to meet them, they were mad approachable, mad friendly. And they were so kind to me and gave me the signed copies of the Shook Ones 12. But I was just really taken aback how, like, sweet and approachable people they were.
Yeah, definitely. Me too, man, because I didn't know what to expect when I, you know, first started working with them. I was obviously a fan of their music, you know, coming from that era. And I had never met them, like, you know, like that, you know? So I just didn't know what to expect. But when I, you know, when I met them, they was just, it was like me, man. We was all cool. It was all love, man.
Do you remember a moment, like, in terms of, like, so musically now, in terms of the impact they made? Obviously, like, everyone knew Prodigy as the voice and Havoc the beats. As, like, Havoc was definitely rhyming as well. But can you remember a time when you felt like, wow, okay, these guys are blown up now? Like, Mobb Deep are really, you know, from your point of view, wherever you were at in New York?
Man, it, you know, Shook Ones.
Yeah?
You know?
That was the being moment for you.
That was the moment for me. I just remember being in, I don't know exactly what club in New York City, but I knew when that record came on, you know, it was just, it was madness, man. It was madness.
Wow. And that's what
the club
so,
was just,
But that's what's so incredible too, is like that, it's never diminished. Like that, the power and energy and impact of that song is not diminished since the first time you heard it.
No. Yeah.
There's not many records you can say that about.
That's right. And what's crazy is when Eminem, when he put it in 8 Mile, they just gained like a whole new fan base, because a lot of kids knew the beat, but they didn't know the original song. Yeah. So, you know, obviously they went out and started searching, and they figured out it was Mobb Deep. And so a lot of the fans that was coming to the shows was like young kids, like 18, 19, that was just getting hip to Mobb Deep, just learning about it.
That's
it was crazy.
That is
the tunes damn near older than
the beat alone.
Crazy. Yeah. And that's also why I have respect for Eminem, for putting them kind of beats in the in that film, you know, because it took those artists to a whole next. I remember them being on tour at the time when 8 Mile came out and being in other countries where then it had opened Mobb Deep up to a whole new audience, you know, and just ignited, you know, something in the next generation who hadn't discovered it first time round. So I was just like, yes. You know, when I heard that. But you were a producer, an artist who was active in the 90s at the same time as with these guys. I mean, you're from producing with Camp Lo and your work with Jay-Z and stuff like this. But what was it like, you know, as a being shoulder to shoulder with these kind of, that kind of music coming out at the time?
What do you mean, in the 90s when it came out?
Yeah, I mean, because you know how it's sort of like as an artist or as a speaking as a DJ, you know, we're kicking each other up the arse. I don't want to be shown up by another DJ, same as with MCs kind of thing.
I got you.
Yeah. Just a friendly competition. What was that like?
I was definitely mad that I didn't make that beat, you know? But hey, you know, what can you do? I mean, at the same time, it was inspiration, you know? That was the thing about the 90s, man. We all... You know, everybody just inspired each other, man. We just, you know, it felt like it was a big community of artists and producers that was, you know, working together. It wasn't really too much, you know, it was friendly competition, but it's not how it is now, man.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, it's changed a lot in terms of that, right? Like now,
yeah,
I don't know, it's weird. It feels like people should still do that, and that will probably keep the bar raising, but I almost feel like the skin isn't thick enough now. You know, any little thing, you'd be, yo, man, you dissing me now? Oh, you're a hater.
It goes to, like, 0 to 10 too quick.
Yeah.
0 to 100 too fast. Yeah. I don't understand that.
Yeah. But at the same time, these issues are then dealt with on social media, whereas, of course, that was kind of like a big part of the Mobb Deep story, is them being involved in the whole West Coast, East Coast beef thing and everything too. I mean, it's not something that I want to hang the legacy of Mobb Deep on, is that they were involved in a beef, but you know, that felt pretty full on at the time.
Which beef are you talking about? Which,
like, so then, you know, Tupac was taking shots at them, and then they put out Drop a Gem on them, and then, you know, it was kind of like this back and forth going on between the wet, because it didn't Snoop and them.
Yeah, do you know the messed up thing about that is, it from what I'm hearing, it sounds like they got involved accidentally or something. Like, Prodigy took his verse off the LA tune or whatever. And it just sounds like it got messy for no reason, you know?
But, I mean, at least in some way, I guess this is a glass half full way, at least then those sorts of misunderstandings or differences of opinions or whatever played out creatively through, you know, trying to bring your A game on a record, whereas now someone's just going to send a tweet in it sort of thing.
Right.
So that's
apart from Tupac.
And you know what? And back then it was maybe like one or two beefs. Now it's like...
Every
20
week.
Or 30 different beefs going on at the same time right now.
It's a smorgasbord, you know, of beef.
Smorgasbord of beef. Beef carpaccio smorgasbord.
Yeah, straight up, boys. And half the beef ain't even, it's like, bruv, you lot ain't really, you're not that upset with each other. You just don't want everybody else to see him saying this to you, know? Most of it is just ego-driven. Like, this doesn't really matter as much as you think it does.
And capitalising, trying to use it as a promo opportunity as well.
Yeah.
Like, there's people blatantly, they're coordinating.
Yeah, yeah, follow me so I can DM you and we coordinate.
Yeah,
how this smorgasbord is going to be presented. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, I still feel like Mobb Deep, you know, like I say, they had a whole sound world that they created. And that's also another thing, really, they kept the momentum going. I mean, when I came to see you guys perform last year, that was a 2,000 strong mosh pitting crowd in London, you know, and that was just one day on the tour. So to have kept that momentum and that, you know, excitement over all these years, and they stayed relevant, they evolved, like the sound has evolved with Mobb Deep too. It's not like it just stayed as Shook One's sound sort of thing either. So I think that, but what might you like to hear, Ski, from Mobb or Prodigy? Because I picked out, I shortlisted a few tracks, but I don't know if maybe you had Mice is laughing at me because I'm twiddling my dreadlocks.
Don't have to tell
in
them
the
that,
studio.
Though. They don't know. They don't know that I'm laughing. So.
What you think? Well, I'm like flirting with Ski by twiddling my hair. No.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you probably picked out Keep It Thorough, right?
Keep It. Well, you see, that wasn't one that made it to my. I can actually play that to you for you.
Okay.
I can if I get that.
This is why I think Sarah's being very brave asking for.
Well, you know, we always run out of time on this show. We never have enough time for everything. So that was one of the songs that I had picked, but, you know.
So while she's looking for that, I want to ask you something, Ski, because you got to know this guy for 3 years, during the 3 year touring with him.
Yeah.
If there's like a quality, you know, with your up and coming artists that you're working with, and you could point out to them, you know, this is something you should follow or learn from Prodigy, is there anything you could think of? Like, whether it be his work ethic or, you know, earlier you were talking about how well he treats fans. Is there, you know, something positive from the guy that an up and coming artist could take from them?
Just, you know, just be 100%, you know, a real person, man. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't dated by the fame. You know, he was just himself all the time.
Yeah.
Aww.
And I would definitely want any up and coming artists, if they ever, you know, make it to any level of success, I would want them to, you know, just be themselves and just, you know, we all people, man. We all out here just, you know, trying to live our life and treat everybody the same. That's it.
I was saying to Farrah Munch earlier that he was one of the few guys that I noticed that kind of, they could walk the thin line between being a, you know, like a hardcore street, you know what I mean? Over here, we call them road rappers. Like, you know, they talk that street shit. But then he could bust out this whole rap nerd stuff. You know what I mean? He'll be breaking down some famous battle from, like, you know what I mean, 1988 or some shit, that you'd be like, what? This guy really knows his hip-hop. And I think there's a very few people out there that... And it's not say you have to be brave, like, oh, yeah, I know everybody knows I'm a thug, but check it, you know, I'm a rap nerd. Big L did it. I think Nas does it as well. But there's very few cats out there, like you said, that keep it real and aren't afraid to be themselves.
Yeah,
that's definitely something
exactly.
We should remember.
Well, we really look forward to having you back in the UK, Ski, as soon as possible. Do you have any plans to head back out here?
We shall see. Hopefully, you know, working every day, man.
Yes.
You know he's going to be back here, man. Ski don't stop working, boy.
Yeah, you know I'm coming back eventually.
I'm just trying to downplay it.
Definitely coming back.
Right, thank you for letting us chat with you about this, brother.
I appreciate you all, man. Thank you.
So lovely to speak to you, and you take care and keep it locked to Fubar Radio right now, because we have more guests coming up for you on the show and a whole bunch of dope music. But let's see if the technical specifications are going to allow us to play this from my computer just for Ski. Here's some Keep It Thorough for you. I guess the answer is oh yeah.
I want to EQ that up though. Yeah. Right,
I break bread, $100 bills, peel on the cotties, another four wheels, write a book full of medicine and generate mills. Tore the album, only for more sales. We used to catch those on the block with Krills. Now it's paid shows, promoters post up bills. Sign deals only if the math is real. If we can't match numbers, then you can't have the head in charge. Live rhymes artists, pardon, P-Dub shines regardless, remorseless, punk like poltergeist. My advice for get like that is think twice before you move on it, put jewels on it, who want it, loose, make the news when we start forming, snatch stripes off it, uniforms often, doing it bad at Delph, your way out to jurisdiction, what boat on the grill, I don't around, Dunny, it's most real, I keep it dope. Yo, let me back up for him, let me back up, yo. Why the bull on the grill? I don't f*** around, Dunny, the smoke's real. I gave birth to your whole style and feel. How do it feel to hold my d*** in public? Blower, duplicate rap cloner. It's me and you do it live on stage for Dolo. I smack d***s like you, smash d*** by the tools. Grab d*** by the throat, show them food. Rhyme cocky, crazy ill, man rowdy. Did a buck off of my... And rap to Audi. Temperamental, I snap quick, very touchy. And yo, my attitude is all f***ed up and real. I rap like no one out there can f*** with me. Feel different, see me. I throw a TV at you, crazy. Say P, you crazy. A pain in that snob, but you pay me. I'm no shorty, I stop your glory. I'm a third street for real. You just applaud me, avoid P, man. Take your baby mom's advice. I'm nothing sweet, here with the. Pay the price when you see me in the street, soldier. Salute me, you just a groupie. Oh, you gangster? Me. Who gets really? I miss my twin, kill me. So I could join the rest of my force up in the heavens. You rap, make me laugh, y'all crazy. And I don't give a what you sold. Trash, bang this, cause I guarantee that you bought it. Heavy airplay all day with no chorus. I keep it dirt.
Same thing, man.
Another dope beat.
Fire!
That beat there, boy, Alchemist. And it even, it got to the point where it felt like people, you can say like, right, that's a Mobb Deep beat. That's a beat. You made that because you want Prodigy to rap on it or you want Havoc to rap on it. Do you know what I mean? You want that done life, that crazy life, son. You know what I'm saying? Oh. I don't even know why you still got that plugged in. You know
no,
what I'm
I
saying?
Haven't, but you see, I'm...
See? Nah, I start getting thugged out now. Nah, we're going to have to thug it out with okay. Sarah. Hit my goddamn music, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
The original OG.
Yeah, that's right, mother lovers. You know where we at. You know where we is. It's the FUBAR Radio Cafe right here with your mans. I'll go by the name of Mice Sack Hayes, baby. That's right. You heard it right, bitch. Mice Sack Hayes, man. We got that pineapple punch, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
With the multicolored sprinkles.
Ooh.
Ouch. It might get so high that you ain't never coming down. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, yo, shut the fuck up, buddy. You know what I mean? Pay your homage. We're paying homage all the way this week.
To real Mice brothers who haven't got any feelings.
This year,
that was always one of my favorite lines. I was like, yes, it's all about not having feelings.
You know what?
Look after your teeth.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's gangster.
I got one feeling. It's my front tooth. I've always been proud of not having any fillings, and then I bit into a popcorn kernel.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I messed up. I thought, yeah, I was like, you know, trying to be nimble with it as well. Like, yeah, 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 yeah.
You're like,
oh. But what I didn't realise is I could have gone to the cinema and said, look what your popcorn did to my tooth.
Oh, there's still time, maybe.
For real, I'm still a rat cat there and got no fillings.
Yeah.
In my mind. Anyway, as we're paying homage to Prodigy of Mobb Deep, who passed away, I thought it's only right that Mice investigates courtesy of Prodigy from Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, man, you know, this whole... Remember last week Jess was saying about the internet is not real, social work networking is not real.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of differ with that a little bit because I think it's an extension of your reality. Because, you know, if I post that I'm in so-and-so, I'm really doing that. I'm not lying to you about it. You know what I mean? Some people... But I get what he was saying.
Who was it? Bow Wow.
Oh, yeah, what is that?
He was like standing against a picture of a beach or something saying, look at me, I'm on the beach.
There was a plane or something to do with him owning a plane.
My private jet, but yeah, he was on Squeezy Jet.
Yeah, apparently, yeah, I heard he's on Squeezy Jet on the Drexathon the weekend. No, but I heard apparently there's some story behind it that he's got some stuff coming out on TV and you'll all become clear or
in
whatever.
Collaboration
but
with
anyway,
Squeezy Jet.
Anyway, Bow Wow, man. Yeah. More important things. We're talking about man.
Real brothers,
you know
who
what I mean?
Haven't got any feelings.
Yes, exactly. Prodigy from Mobb Deep. He inspired me for this one. Because, like I'm saying, man, sometimes, you know, people fake the funk out there and it only takes a certain situation where you find out, like, oh, that's who you really are. You know? And they came out with a tune that was perfect for these sort of people. They called them the Shook Ones.
Mm.
You know who your Shook One is, isn't it, Sarah? Love?
Break it down.
You know, it's like someone who spent about 45 minutes in the queue to jump on that roller coaster ride, telling everyone, bragging about it, taking pictures, Instagramming, Snapchatting, fucking LinkedIn-ing, everything about them getting on this roller coaster ride. Then when they get to the, you know, like you've been queuing up for 45 minutes, you know that's a long ass time. But then when you get, you've been farting in your pants, by the time you got to the, yeah, they're about, they measure you, yeah, you're all right height to get in. They want to get you in the car, you're like, I don't know. And then everyone's like, right, what's the problem? Yeah, I don't know. And they look down and you've peed your pants because you weren't really ready for that roller coaster ride. You know what you are? You're a Shook One. That's why this week, courtesy of Prodigy from Mobb Deep, Mice investigates. When's the worst time to expose yourself as a Shook One? DJ Sarah Love, over to you.
Oh, right. Okay. I hadn't actually mulled this one. Yeah. Over to you. Yeah. You need to hold the headphone on one ear.
Oh, yeah.
Do the,
I should be
over
like that.
To you. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'll do that next time.
Yeah, next week. Gosh, I hadn't really thought this one through. I think... To quote Donald Trump, the art of the deal.
The art of the deal.
The art of faking the art of the deal. No, but in a negotiation, if you're trying to like negotiate something. See, they need to call me in to help with this Brexit nonsense, man. You know, because it's like it's all about the psychology of managing a negotiation, that whole... You know, your body language, the eye contact, all of these things to get the outcome that you want. And if people detect that there's any weakness there, you will be crushed.
That's when you mess the air. That's when you know you done fucked up, right? No Deal for Cook.
That gift is needed.
Yeah, that is very. I mean, people. It's just like this. I like this sort of thing though because it can expose who you really are. You know, when shit hits the fan. Like they said, when shit hits the fan, we'll see who grab an umbrella and who's going to open their mouth wide, say, fuck it.
Yeah.
It's going in one.
No, it's true. No, you actually reminded me of something when I was DJing. Lizzie's like, ew. No, but DJing, and then often people, they might see me standing behind the turntables at a grimy hip hop club and then just think that they can, like, boss me about or something.
Ooh, they don't know that you got a jiu-jitsu background.
The mental jiu-jitsu too. No, but having occasions where someone tries to buoy you up and it's like, no, you need to recognize who you're talking to. And if you take something lying down, you're just leaving yourself to be chiefed up next time. And so you've got to set the precedent from the outset, like, don't try and take me for a clown.
Yeah,
because you will get clout.
That's like the road rage thing. I always find it's funny, you know, I find it hilarious how angry people get. Like, don't get me wrong,
incredible.
I get there as well. But yeah, I get there as well. But now I listen to classical music. It soothes, it eases the pain. That ain't no classical.
No, but I can imagine you listening to that in the car when you put the...
Yeah, and then, you know, so you're driving. You get a fucking... You're like, oh. And then when that red light comes, and then you pull up to the side and that, and then you know, this happened to me one time, and it was the thing that was hilarious about it was the fact the guy was cussing so much. Big guy as well, big stodgy dude. You know, it would have taken him 2-3 minutes to get out of the car anyway. If anything was to pop off, he might have had a little heart attack just trying to get out of the car anyway. So I was like, cool. You know, I think he was upset because I wasn't, like, speeding or whatever. He's obviously in a hurry. You know, people who drive, everyone's in a hurry. They forget that they're not walking anymore. They're actually moving faster than they would if this world was just natural. So I was like, right, let this dude cuss up. Blah, 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 blah. Red light came. I was like, ha, ha. And so I came from behind. I just pulled up to the side of him, you know, and wound my window down. This is what was hilarious, is the guy... He's got electric windows, yeah? And so he straight away, what he did was he locked the door first. I don't know if he thought I was going to jump out or something, but he locked the door and then he was winding up the window with electric windows. But because he had a little stone court in between the window and the door bit, you could just hear as it's going up and you could just see a big scratch on it. Yeah, it was hilarious, man. So yeah, it was mad.
They're like laughing.
Yo, this shit was hilarious. But
starting with
that's
him.
Some shook one shit. It's like, bruv, don't be rearing up, rah rah, all making this noise, fucking blah blah blah. And then when shit hits the fan, that's not what you meant. You know what I mean?
It's easy to act like that when you can, at a safe distance, isn't it?
That's a shook one right there. Please hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, or tweet us @foodbarradio and let us know when's the worst time to expose yourself as a shook one. Of course. I went down to the old digital pub and a couple of the lads gave me a few answers.
Spot.
Yeah, you got to do that now and again, do you know what I mean?
Every day.
Yeah, from the comfort of your own home, do you know what I mean? You could be there but not be there, if that makes sense. Oi, oi. Shout out to Dave Pike. He says, probably the most obvious one, bottling out of a skydive mid-flight after paying for it. If you're mid-flight, you probably have paid for it already. But imagine that. I know some. I'm not going to put them out there, but I know someone who's done it. I rate them because they did it, and you know the first couple, you got to do it with somebody, they passed out. They were shit scared, but everybody else did it, and they said, okay, let me just try and do it. And at least he tried, but he passed out because he was scared to do it. But he went for it. To me, that's not a shook one. He went past the barrier of being shook.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like if you, when you're a kid going to the top diving board, and then you get to the end of the diving board, you're like...
Even, I'm an adult. I ain't even trying to...
Yeah, but you have that moment where it's like, okay, just to deal with it, go!
Yeah.
Back down the ladder.
Fight or flight.
Walking back down the ladder, man.
Fight or flight.
Someone this last week tried to cuss me for being confident. Like, they tried to insult me by saying, you're the most confident person I've ever met. As though it's something I should feel disgusted about.
Well, it's probably something they feel disgusted about, and that's an internal thing. They're just projecting the fact that they feel disgusted about themselves onto you, DJ Sarah Love. That's a bit of road science for you, lot.
Yeah,
I should be getting paid for this road science shit. Anyway, let's move on.
What else are they saying down digital?
Shout to Ash Author. He's going to come in soon. I believe he's got a project coming up. He says, when you've been gassing yourself up on Facebook for weeks with your freestyle vids, then you get chucked in the cypher and you can't string a sentence together. That is some shook one shit, boy.
See, that's the tough thing of being an MC, isn't it? isn't it? Like, on the spot. Like,
yeah, getting put on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's what builds you as an MC as well. You know, like, someone was, I was talking to someone who, when I was down the area, a guy that actually works for the council, and he was saying, you know, I couldn't fathom, like, remembering all the words you guys remember. And I said, yeah, but how many tunes do you know the words to just because you've listened to them? Like, honestly, how many tunes? He goes, oh, I don't, you know, he said maybe 9, 10 or something. I go, see, that's almost like half an hour set there.
That's the only songs he knows words to, 9, 10 songs.
No, he's, I say, in every word of the song.
Okay.
You know, like, in terms of a rap song.
That doesn't seem like very much.
For someone who doesn't.
Mind you, I just make up the lyrics myself.
Yeah, yeah, you
I know
see?
The tune. With the hip-hop tunes, yeah. I know the tune. I might not get all the words right.
Yeah, but my point was, in terms of remembering the words, it's not as hard as you think it is, because you actually remember words that you didn't even try to learn. Do you know what I mean? So imagine if you put the amount of effort that it takes, you know, to learn it. It wouldn't be that hard. Dave hit us up again. He says, when you talk about X person is a pussy to Y person and how you're going to fuck X person up, but Y person tells X person, then you bump into X person, but you don't do nothing.
Oh,
that's muffin with an N.
That's
nothing.
This is a proper social media.
It's true.
Beef
social media bench. There's a lot. There's so much of it on. I can't even follow these lot with all this shit. There's all this racist blah blah. It's like, bruv, you lot are on computers talking to each other. You're not in each other's face. So I don't even know why you're getting angry. Like, bruv, you saying that? You know when people say it to my face, say it to my face. There's a reason they say that. It's because once you're in my face, you have no choice but to, you know what I mean, either deal with the consequences or not. So when they're on the computer, I've been seeing all this stuff with some of our friends of the show, and I don't even want to get into it. That's how much I think is stupid.
I know. We'll address it another time.
I want to give a shout out to my coach, Ash. He says, when students beg you to let them fight, then you sign them up.
They beg you to fight, then you sign them up.
Yeah, to fight, and then they become a shook one. Like, oh, I don't think I win it.
Oh.
Yeah. And, you know, to be fair, that is, it's like we're talking about that barrier. You go part, like my friend who actually went, you know, he could have easily give up way before the engine of the airplane started, or even when they're putting on the gear to do the parachute, you know?
Yeah.
But he went all the way, and he fucking fainted. So he proved, like, bruv, I'm shook at this shit. I'm going to prove to you. Yeah, to me, that's not shook anymore.
Yeah.
You're not, it's like,
you earned stripes. Yeah. But that's how I feel for battle MCs as well, because there must be times when
sure.
The same, what do they call it when it's like the pre-fight before a boxing match?
The jitters.
When they're, no, I mean, you know, in the press thing when they're like.
Oh, the press conference.
Yeah, when they're trying to, you know, I've lost my words.
Yeah, what are you doing?
You know when they're just like trying to buoy each other up kind of thing, like,
oh, you mean like
fight.
The trash talking
sort of thing. Thank you. Sorry, people. I've had a long day already. But no, I mean, there must be times before the boxing match or before the MC battle where you're just suddenly like, I really don't want to go out
there and run in this crowd.
And then as an MC, that's so humiliating to get like sunned.
Yeah.
Shout out to my dad, who I explained to him what shutdown means when we were watching Newsnight last week, and he was like, what do you mean so-and-so got shut down? I was like, well, you know.
You know when you turn something off?
No, but this is what I was saying the other day to someone. When you speak hip-hop so much, you forget that it's a different language to English. You need to translate.
I remember that in school, and that's when I was like, oh shit, you kind of have to talk this way to certain people and talk that way to certain people.
Lissy's like, I have no idea what you're saying half the time.
I can imagine,
because we're speaking another language.
It's all slang. But yeah, anyway, moving on. Shout to Jordan Grant. He says, so the question is, in case people are lost with all the digression going on, when's the worst time to expose yourself as a shook one? Shook one means a scared person, for those not in the know. Jordan says, when you've just been voted in as prime minister and realise they're expecting to hear you speak.
She's mad shook at the moment. I don't want to be her right now. And shouts out, sorry, we have to send a
big up
to Jeremy Corbyn. Apparently he spoke in front of the largest crack cloud at crowd at Glastonbury.
Crowd, I was going to say. God damn, y'all didn't tell me there's a crack party.
But this weekend, the largest crowd since 2013 when the Rolling Stones performed. Like Jeremy Corbyn. Yeah. And then I was just...
Wow, he's getting gigs at Glastonbury.
He's headlining Glastonbury, fam. Yes, exactly. But he wants to be down with us.
So what did he do?
He just went and spoke for...
I've got some bars for you.
Yeah, and he hit the crowd of bars and the whole crowd were behind him. And I was watching... 15 minutes he was on stage for and he was introduced by the guy who founded Glastonbury. This was on the main pyramid stage. And
He's on the headline stage.
Yeah, but he was on before Run the Jewels.
I'm calling my agent. What? He was on before Run the Jewels?
Yeah, so he was talking about poetry and all this sort of stuff and who believes in equality.
He did, but
I was meaning for us to play a clip from it today, but maybe next week.
Yeah, we'll do it next week because Prodigy, you know.
Exactly. You know what I mean? That's why I held it back. But no, I thought it was amazing because I never in my lifetime even fathomed that a leader of any political party that I would see a crowd like Glastonbury as diverse as Glastonbury cheering this person's name, let alone them even being at the festival.
Do you know what it proves as well? It just proves how much of a real person he is, that he understands. He ain't shook. He ain't a shook one.
You know,
if
I need to communicate, too shook to go there.
He understands if I need to communicate to these people and for them to understand that I really do give a fuck. Not in his words, obviously. I need to go there and be with them. I need to be with, you know, let me get my wellies on. Pass me the diesel. Who's got a 10-pound draw? Can we get in there?
He's got the glow sticks.
Whatever's washing out. I want to see Corbyn washing out now. And,
he was like serving people pints and stuff.
Oh, this dude, man. He's too real.
And his speech was so dope. And then just hearing the crowd reaction to the points he was making, I was just like, yes, talking about real socialism, true socialist values. But we need more Corbyn, basically. I think we're going to get more Corbyn. We need to keep up with these protests. 1st of July, there's going to be a protest at Downing Street for the Tories to step down and for us to have another election. So let's keep our fingers crossed that we can make that happen. But hit us up in the studio on hiphop@foodbarradio.com. You can get us on Twitter on Foodbar Radio as well. We want to hear from you. Remind them your investigation, Mice.
This week, Mice investigates, courtesy of our beloved Prodigy from Mobb Deep, rest in peace. When's the worst time to expose yourself as a shook one? And you know what a shook one is. You don't know what a shook one is? Oh, you're fucking up.
But now I've got a tune for you, Mice. A Mobb Deep track, especially
for
you. Oh,
tell me it is what I think it is.
Featuring Lex Diamonds.
This is my favourite verse from Prodigy, man. I think it is because... Alright, I'm just going to go in. You lot don't laugh at me, yeah?
Oh, you karaoke-ing it for us. Let's do it.
No. I don't know if I can remember all the words like that.
You know the tune, though.
Yeah. I want them to let them hear the tune properly. They don't need me. The voice of chocolate cake spilling all over this shit.
Got more goodies on the
check
way
the
for
beat
you.
As well. First on this shit, man. The ad-libs. Yeah, you better learn the words of this. We're getting thugged out here, Dunny. You know what I'm saying? These are the grimy years, boy. I ain't even gonna tell you what I was getting up to these days, bro. Listen to this shit, boy. Woo!
Hey. Yo, I rose early morning, spread my wings yawning. Vague memory of last night, now it's all dawning. Look down the sea, drop blood all over my garment. It stained on my guest farming, hell it enormous. I hopped up, out of my bed, holding my head. Flashbacks of gunshots, shot past my head. I can recall, an 8-man brawl, 3-man fall. Bullets flew, had to drug my man behind the wall. Left a wet trail, delivered me slug like air mail. Directly at the cat that made my man blood spill. A 9-4-I, you know my science of life. Is you better mice? Thugs or the cowardly type. I kick that 98 shit for your ears to list. Nigga P way ahead of his time, surpass kids.
Yo, what the kids be doing, yo?
Kicking rhymes, it's true lies. Let me break them down to size. Minimize the airtime. After this, you never will go back to that witch. Sit back and write half-ass shit. Blast the official. Taking out the artificial. Let me relieve you. Replace that shit with some lethal. Mom, remember the name. It's been a long.
Got niggas shook to death from the first fucking song.
Fluidly, my mind flooded with joy. Infinite. The chronic rap banish the addict stuck on some live shit. Being witness to this diligent street cat. I carry myself, pull myself down in fact. This one, dedicated to my niggas on run. Holding big gas, go for your gun. Prepare to crush one, we trust none. Man who went down with the clan, the mob dynasty. Apparently you thought I was some other type. Nigga, you can fuck with your shit out of luck, boss. I break your compass, throw you way off course. We build this for ground up, started for ground zero. Mafia on die, see the name upon the mirror.
durable, physically fit, raps articulate, and get your whole skeleton cracked, sound ridiculous. It's still fascinated by my stick. Little P wanna be me, huh? You don't dig. One time, son, you know we be the illest in this. Push the shit back, QVC gap, plotting to move back. The big mouth cap ship, but sink to the bottom easily. Overthrowing niggas, rolling over
yo,
niggas.
Yo, crush crimps, dollar bills, switch suit on, screw on, dry cell nigga with his loot on. Watch this, gun glockless, fiend scoping out my rock shit. Diamond on some H and I'm block shit. Hear me? Kids blurry and his sneakers is shot. Word to me, done, the uniform do mean a lot. I approach lit up, cause it's sit up. Matter of fact, get up. What? Frost on the bottom, face slit up. Yeah, where you from? I'm from here. You know Brina and Harvey, yeah. And Little Life doing 30 years. Analyzing this wise guy. A lookalike first prize guy. Lit up the tie, said ride. Emotionally, playing him close like I supposed to be. Something spoke to me. It was this little nigga poking me. I heard sirens now. Turned around about to hit him. Son was pole 9 with the emblem. Grabbed my goose down the walkie talkie. Fell him loose now. Shot went off, knocked the juice down. It ricocheted and hit a GS. Now here come EMS. Thun was leaning near a ZX. Next time shit's parental. God slapped fire out your mental. Jet in the boat with rims dimensional.
One time son, you know we be the illest in this. Just don't want to shit back. NYC gap plotting to move back. The big mouth cap ship but sink to the bottom easily. Overthrowing niggas, rolling over niggas. We be the illest in this. Put your shit back. NYC gap plotting to move back. The big mouth cat shit but sink to the bottom easily. Rolling over niggas, overthrowing niggas.
Cause live niggas rap this shit. From Rikers houses to the streets pavement. World life kid, I have you hopping the fence. Dogs are for life, running the sprint. The infamous live niggas rap this shit. Fake cats get offended, intimidated, putting up their defense. I have you hopping the fence. Dogs are for life, running the sprint. The infamous.
Yo, check it out, y'all. All the way from Shaolin, you know what it is. Raekwon the Chef, Maxim with the good honey, DJ Sarah Love. Hold it down. You know what it is, bro. We got your back. Wu-Tang.
Oh, that was Labor Desert. Did he tell you your name, too?
No, but he sounded wet in that one. I'll tell you that, boy. Yeah, he definitely sounded like there was some excitement watching DJ Sarah Love. Somehow, somewhere. But yo, I hope you lot enjoyed that tune there. That's one of my favorite verses from Prodigy.
1996
that was. Woo!
We were babies, man.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get more New York life than that. It doesn't get New York more. Like, that's a hypnotic aura music.
You
to
see
me.
Why? Yeah, you see why I love that tune, innit?
Nighttime Vultures.
Yep.
I just think another classic, you know. And today, like, it's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
And we're sending out our special salute to a certified OG who we lost in this last week, Prodigy of Mobb Deep. And wow, what an incredible contribution dude has made to the world of music and to hip-hop, to be fair, you know. And I just wanted to get reactions from different people, not just earlier on the show. We spoke to Ski in New York. Ski Beats in New York, the producer. He's also their tour DJ. We spoke to Pharaoh Monch, Queen's representative.
Yeah,
and
no,
I wanted to
just humble bragging, that's all. And we got another legend up in the building right now.
It's been a little minute since people have heard from him too, but I thought it was important to get a UK perspective on the impact of Prodigy, Mobb Deep, on like how we have evolved as a scene out here in hip hop. Kalashnikov, Ricochet Kalashnikov, are you there?
Is that for real?
Ricochet in there, yeah?
Yeah, I know she went a bit old school.
Took your mad old school.
Yeah, I think that was a 96 talk, man. She's like, Ricochet Kalashnikov.
Sorry, son of Naya. Son of Naya, is that
one
more
physical? Family.
What are you saying, man?
It's so lovely to hear you.
Yes, bruv.
Yeah, man, likewise, man. Likewise.
Oh, your lovely voice. It's too long since we've heard your voice. Well, you dropped the hand on Heart Track and we're still waiting for you to come through to the studio and chill with us.
Yes, man.
Chill with your family.
Yeah, when you got the project ready, just let us know, bruv. You know, anytime you need to come up here, man. But it's funny because I was saying to people, I made a post about the whole Prodigy thing, you know, and the impact that I felt he made with Mobb Deep. And I was saying, because, you know, obviously when you're talking to people and you feel like some of these youngers don't really know who, you know, some of the people we're talking about, they don't know who they are. So I was saying, like, look, a lot of these road rappers should be paying homage because It was groups like this that made it more accessible to the public. Do you know what I mean? And obviously, like someone like yourself, I believe it was like you gave birth to that shit over here. I think you like. And so when I say that, I mean like, you know, for me, Mobb Deep, Nas, Big L, Cool G Rap, they made it easier for people who wanted to talk the street life. To be accepted. It wasn't like, oh shit, I don't know if I can mess with that. You know, it's almost like people were like, wow, okay, I can understand it more. And so someone like yourself, I feel like you did that for cats out here.
Sorry, brother.
Go on.
No, I was just going to say, like, just to kind of like carry on from what you were saying, like, they inspired, they were the first rappers, yeah, like, you know, like you say, the Nas is, Prodigy, but especially Black Prodigy. Like, for instance, I wrote down, when the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation, getting closer to God in a tight situation.
Yeah.
Now that lyric there is like, I don't know, it's like almost indicative of my career. It's like that kind of like kind of had a big impact on me. Do you know what I'm saying? Just in terms of like the way it is, like you're saying, they were kind of rolled, but they were very artistic with it. Do you know what I'm saying? So it was like, it weren't, they were just coming out saying, yeah, we shoot you in your face and guns, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was very, it was like poetry.
You believed them. You believed them, innit? It was one of them ones where...
But it was very descriptive, though. It's like, so what I'm saying is, he's saying when the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation getting closer to God in a tight situation. It's like, he said so much in one line.
Wow.
Yeah. That basically had an impact. So if you check a lot of my lyrics, yeah, for instance, things like Black Rose and stuff, what I'm saying, just basically saying things, oh, I can't, cause you know, right now I'm on the spot, I can't even think of a certain line, and I should have wrote down. But especially if you listen to the sagas, 100% the sagas, the in one line, I try to convey everything. Like, I try to convey my heart. Do you know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. Yeah. Because it's like explicative. Like, when he's explaining the whole situation, it's to do with you, you know, you're basically passing away. But he says it in a poetic way that you know, we're all, everyone's screaming that as soon as, everyone's screaming it in the club, not even realizing they're talking about someone's death there, because it sounds so cool. It sounds so,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's also, like I said, it's like, it's done in a very, very artistic way. So, like I'm saying, it's not that, I can't even think, but he's just breaking it, almost like a surgeon. Do you know what I'm saying? He's breaking, like, someone else would just say, yeah, but I'll shoot you and you'll die. Do you know what I'm saying? But he's breaking down that whole experience. Do you know what I'm saying? And encapsulating it in one line, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's just that line in itself, I think, to me, is kind of like encapsulates him a lot. Do you know what I'm saying? And kind of like his style, you know what I mean? And his just so descriptive. That's the best thing I can think about when it comes to Project, is very descriptive,
poetic. And that Farrah Munch was talking about it earlier, saying that he did actually go to art school, and so it makes more sense why, because I used to be like, right, this guy's really the way he manages to paint a picture but still keep it thuggish, you know what I mean, like that
100
like walking in between that, you know what I mean, being a hip-hop nerd and being just Matt Grimey. You would never think,
at the end of the day, fam, like, even myself, you know, I'm very articulate, you know what I'm saying? I've always been articulate, but quote unquote, I grew up in a hood where it might not be seen that way, that like the man them quote unquote are very articulate, because in general we just talk a lot of slang and whatnot. But do you know what I'm saying? I do think there are them individuals who just grow. What it is, we're a bit more out of the box. Do you know what I'm saying? So the fact that you said he went to art school, even like a two-pack, etc.
Yeah, see, we were talking about that as well. I think it's the thing of like, you're not afraid to be educated. Like, you know, we could tell from the stuff you were saying when you came out, you know, a lot of like, not necessarily just the conspiracy stuff, but we could tell that you knew, you know what I mean? You read,
you
know, or
definitely studied. And,
you study. Exactly. And it's that sort of thing as well. But then you still got one foot in the street. You know, you grew up that way. So you understand what it means to be able to survive there.
Exactly. So we're like kind of in the middle of that kind of like, you know what I'm saying, kind of road, but, you know, it's like an intelligent hoodlum.
That's true.
And that's what's wonderful too, because you know you use the word articulate. The Prodigy is articulate, and it's important. That's in a way an important contribution as well that he's made, is that, you know, being articulate, that doesn't just mean if you've gone to university and you're from the academic world. Like, you can be articulate and be
road.
Yes.
You can
be from the hood or whatever. And he, that's what I'm trying to say. He made it cool he made it cool, because there's a whole bunch of other people who made it cool.
He's one of
anyway,
them.
But he just emphasized it even more, that yeah, like you can be yourself, but you can articulate. But like I said, I just think obviously it's a long lineage, isn't it, of just knock-on effects. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Because even down to people like I just so conscious of where music done, he's been through different like changes and whatnot, and mm-hmm. I think people like Buckshot, he'll say things like the mind tricks the body, body tricks the mind, is crazy. Back in the day when he mm-hmm. said that was just like, ooh, wow, he done some mad flow, because everyone before that was so basic in that. So mm-hmm. by the time he got to Prodigy and that, it's just like, it's just that lineage of just reconfirming that being intelligent, and that is not just for, you know, nerdy people, etc.
And the thing is, we want it, you know, people that come from, like, this is one thing I try and tell people as well, is that when you come from there, you don't want to stay, you don't really want to stay there like that. You're working your best to get out. It's like when people say you sold out, it's like, yo, everybody wants to sell all their CDs. Who doesn't want to sell out?
There's
a level of selling your soul. That's a whole
other
thing.
Though, I swear, one of their quotes is, no matter how much money I get, I'm staying in the projects and that. You get me? Yeah. So it's a bit mad that you say that.
They didn't, though. They said that.
I know.
You know what I mean? I mean, look, and this is what I'm talking about with the artistic value, is that Prodigy knew that there's people out there that want this done music. They want this shit. You don't necessarily, I don't necessarily have to be in the streets fucking popping off left, right, and centre, and getting arrested left, right, and centre all the time for people to have to believe me. All I have to do is paint the picture that people know, oh shit, he did come from, I believe him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? There's not, you can't fake the funk forever, you know what I mean?
Well, won't have time to be putting out those records, writing these records, if you're hustling on the street like that, you know?
Well, it's 90s, well, don't forget, them in the 90s, Tugs, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Them in the come from that era of Tugs, like now, it's a whole different era, you get me? It's a whole mad, colourful era, wavy.
Colourful, I like that, mad, colourful.
That been all over the place, all of that good stuff, you get me? But that man is straight, 90s.
I just wanted to hug you there, Clash. No, but that's also the other thing with Prodigy.
Like,
colourful one. What did you say, dabbing everyone?
No, but I was going to say, they wouldn't have been much options. Not meant. I generally think there weren't much options for their man there. Do you understand?
Mm.
So but I think they did the best with, you know what I mean? I think they definitely 100% did the best with what they had, you know what I'm saying?
And they always kept their credibility, because Prodigy, he was able to do the kind of crossover accessible tracks, but in a credible way, I think. Like he did.
What's the most crossover track they did, you reckon?
No, but I mean, stuff like Hold You Down.
On them singers,
exactly. Oh, like the Nina Sky stuff. Win or Lose, to me, that's like a crossovery kind of track. Like, these are tracks that I could play in an R&B jam and people are still going to be bopping, you know. So, but that's still acceptable to the hip hop heads too. And not many artists manage to tread that line correct. Like, if you're someone who's come from the whole grimy end of the spectrum, image wise, or, you know, whether that's how you chat, and then you're able to do a song that ladies are going to dance around their handbags to, like, that's that's quite an achievement as well.
100. But he didn't compromise nothing.
No, definitely. I mean, look, even with the I was just thinking about, you know, the crossover stuff, but even with the real hip hop. What's that tune called? Was it called?
Which one? Steez. Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, they flipped that. This is which everyone knows is like happy. Quiet Storm. So it's like, look how happy the original is. All breakdance is popping and this, that. They turned into some grimy ass shit where you're hearing it going, yo, this is thugged out.
You know what, I was gonna say that's another thing I wrote down. You get me? The type of beats. That's the last thing I wrote down literally about 10 minutes ago, is the type of beats he chose as well.
Yeah.
Like he
had the ear.
And he's my type of rapper, and kind of Nas is like, it's kind of Queensbridge still. Do you know what I mean? But them kind of dark beats and
because you know, there's not all MCs know how to pick beats, in my opinion. Like, some people are fantastic MCs, you know, but then they're not. They it annoys me because the beats are kind of whack, that they pick a sort of whack. But yeah, you had that whole obviously there's the Havoc, Large Pro, Q-Tip era of production in the 90s that he was rapping on, which to me is just so so anthemic and iconic kind of thing. Then you've got that whole Alchemist era with Prodigy, and then him collaborating with he's done tracks with the UK's Creators and with Beat Butcher, produced for him as well. So
it's
a lot of different sounds that he was able to
people
to collaborate with.
It's like he had that thing, they've got that thing where people make beats for them, you know, like how Dilla, when he's like, oh, these beats are for Wu-Tang, then you hear them and you go, I can see what you mean. Same thing for Prodigy. There's a bunch of producers like Alchemist, Butcher, they're cats who are like, you know, I think even M Phases as well. No, hasn't he worked with
him? I was trying
to
remember, and I did actually mean to hit up M Phases.
But you know,
they'll
make tunes, they'll make beats with cats like that in mind. Yeah. You know, and that's when you know you've made an impact. Do you know what I mean? But before we leave, I wanted to ask you, Clash, what would you take away from this man's legacy? Like that, you know, something that I always say, people that have passed, may they live on through us, through their family. What from Prodigy would you say will live on through you?
Live on through me.
Yeah, what quality? You know, what quality do you want to represent that Prodigy was definitely about?
Really testing him now.
Like,
or the influence, you know.
I would say, for me,
it's something you got to think about. You can't expect someone to.
Yeah, most
plan.
Definitely. But like I said, for me, it's like when I said that, when the slugs penetrate, you feel the burning sensation. My brethren, every time I said it to my brethren, I was going to, you know, speak to you guys or whatever. My friend was like, you always say that line, innit? Yeah. When it comes to my man, you always say that line. And it's like, I don't think people understand when I heard that line, it changed my life. That's a fact. That is a flipping fact. Excuse my French. You get me?
You can say what the fuck you want on here, bro. This is free by radio, bro.
You know what I'm saying? But that's for real. It actually changed my direction, my whole artistic direction.
That's
so
ill.
I know that, you know, especially like I say with the Sagas, that's laced with Prodigy all over the place. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On a subconscious one, it's laced with a Killer Priest, it's laced with a lot of people, Rascas, etc., who I was really
into.
Soaking up
at
that point. Do you know what I mean? But that guy there, I mean, when I heard it then, they, do you know what I mean? Joe Buddha told me that. I was like, it's so unexpected, so random almost.
Yeah.
And, you know, that guy was doing that. He had books and whatnot. He'd been cooking shows. You know, he was definitely, that, like I said as well, I was watching this cooking show today and he's still stiff with it, you know what I'm saying? He's stiff with it, but that's what I'm trying to say, yeah. It's like, he ain't going to be like a Tupac or something where he's mad over, you know, like, not charismatic, but you know what I'm saying though, like mad, got mad
too hype just, like, yeah, I know what you mean, he was cool.
I mean
like, yeah, you know what I'm saying,
real stiff with it, quote unquote, you get me, like real just, yeah, tugged out and that, yeah. So to me, he was always doing the best of what he had. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if he weren't doing that and that, I'm not trying to say he was the most criminal of guys ever, I don't know, he's passed from that, yeah, too tough, but I do believe that, do you know what I'm saying, he made the best out of nothing, he made something out of nothing. You get me? Most 100%.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? And then took it to a next level. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, legacy.
I heard Havoc was saying that the reason why he went so hard is because he had the sickle cell from birth.
The sickle cell. Come on, I forgot.
And because of that, you know, any time that he, you know, that might be part of why he was so stiff as well. Like you're saying, he was quieter. You know, Ski was saying the same thing, that he was more quiet than Havoc and whatnot. He wasn't like the jump around this and that. But part of that is because it makes you tired quite often. So
for real, I've got a brethren with sickle cell and that, and we know him as well, and that he's gassed. He's gassed. It's so mad that you get me, like, he's, even though whatever, I know he's affected, but his energy's mad. I genuinely think my man's just, he's that, like, his flow, everything, I just think his demeanor was that way inclined anyway. Do you know what I mean? But I definitely think the books, the cooking shop, definitely he was getting, like most rappers now, we're starting to realize, like, you know, it's multifaceted, there's different angles and whatnot. And I do think he was kind of coming into that grown self where he probably would have, the movies would have started coming, and do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was writing movies, isn't it? He was, actually.
There was a lot more to be done, you know, but the legacy lives on, and like you're saying, it lives on through your work and music as well. And then again, people that you've influenced. So I just really thought it was important that we got to speak to an authority like you, so people can put into perspective not just the influence that he's had on New York, you know, or hip hop in general, but our own lineage, as our own scene out here too. Is strong as well. So thank you so much for taking the time out to chat to us, Clash. And Clash, can you just confirm for me that you're going to come through to the studio like this year?
She's trying to put you on.
He said 100%.
No, you meant 100%. I'll confirm
come
it
on.
For you.
Don't be silly, man. Come
wicked,
on.
Man. Yes,
come
brother.
On, we go. we go back way too far.
Yeah, you gotta come up and chop it up for the whole show, but there's a bunch of questions that people want answered, bro.
No, but you need to come through, then chill with us for the whole show.
That's what I just said, man.
Sorry. I'm just like reinforcing. So you'll
I'm
be here.
I'm going to come down with a bottle of fountain.
Yeah, boy. Sammy's going to get drunk this time, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Try not to keep it too real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But you see, Lizzie has your number now, so Lizzie's going to start harassing you as well as me.
I'm coming back. I'm shooting 2 videos with SBTV this week and next week and stuff, so I'm getting active anyway, and I've got a bunch of stuff coming, man. New little crew, all types of stuff, so
wicked.
Don't watch that, man. I'm coming, man.
Dope. Well, can't wait to see you, and it's so lovely to talk to you again, and we'll catch you soon, yeah?
Yes.
All right, big up, family. Take care.
Bless up, man.
Lots of love. And we still have time to get into our open mic shortly as well, so, you know, you need to keep it locked right here to FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Digmund Freud, bitch.
And that was our friend Kalashnikov on the line just now. And so much more to get through until we're off in half an hour. But first, I had to play this track because this is one of my all-time favorite Mobb Deep tunes. We're sending a massive salute out to Prodigy right now.
Hey yo, Queens, get the money, long time no cash. I'm caught up in the hustle where the guns go blast. The fool retaliated, so I had to think fast. Pull out my heat first, see, pull out a seat last. Now who the fuck you think is living to this day? I'm trying to tell these young niggas crime don't pay. They looked at me and said, Queens niggas don't play. Do your thing, I'll do my kids, stay out of my way. Type hard, trying to survive in New York State, but can't stop till I'm eating off a platinum plate. Po-Po comes around and tries to relocate me. Lock me up forever, but they can't deflate me, cause having cash is highly addictive, especially when you used to have money to live with. I pull a step back, look at my life as a whole. Ain't no lover seen the devil done stole my soul. I'm out for Delphia, selfie, P's not helping you. I'm trying to get dyslexia up, plus the cellular, your big noise.
What up, cousin?
I can't cope with all these crab niggas trying to shorten my rope.
Yo, it's the RAPPERNOYD. Niggas can't fuck with me. Coming straight out of QB, pushing the infinity. You ask, can I rip it constantly? Mentally, definitely, to the death of me. Come and test me, trust me. Nigga couldn't touch me if he snuffed me. So bust me, you're gonna have to, cause I'ma blast you. My lyrical, like a miracle. Ill spiritual, I'm born with it. I'm getting on with it. And I'ma have it till I'm fucking dead and gone with it. Cause I'm a what? Composer, farcore. A lyrical destructor. Don't make me buck ya, cause I'm a wild motherfucker. You know I flow, you know my steelo. Even pack my gap when I go to see my P.O. Jump out my hootie, pass my gap in my loopy to my shorty. Against my P.O. try to troop me to the alley. I know if I start wilding, flipping on niggas, walking around with the nice gold medallions. But she didn't violate me, so I escaped. See, back to Queens, pumping the fiends, making more cream, know what I mean? I'm a natural born hustler, won't try to cut ya. Pull out my 4-4 and bust.
There ain't no time for fake jacks, cause brothers dead fake jacks, can lay it on his back. The streets is real, can't roll without steel. I feel how I feel, cause I was born to kill. Do what I gotta, to eat a decent meal. Brothers are starving, for trying to find a job. Son, it's all about robbing. So don't be alarmed when we come through. We supposed to, if you opposed to, get your face blown, dude. Off the map, cause I react attack. A brother was a blessing wealth, so I act like that. Drug dealing, only messing shorties, that's appealing. I'm fretting all the world once I start four-wheeling. Cause back on the 41st, I'll be doing ride. Sipping in your day, getting bent all night. You who that? I never seen him in my whole life. Step to his business cause it's only right. Ho-Po ain't around, so I grab my pound money. Retaliated, so I hit the ground. My life was on the line, gotta hold my projects down. Can't see myself getting bodied by a clown. Ass nigga that ain't even from my town. Hit him up in the chest, now he's laying me down. Tethered up from under the benches, I started hearing sirens. I stopped farming, they cut ass like a diamond. Tethered to the grip piece, what a relief. Stashed the heat, then proceeded to peep. Out the window, call my son, yo son, we got beef. But no question, money had a problem, so we'll solve them. I got my mind on the stick up, now it's time to get paid. Thinking of ways to take food already made. There's crime in the air, ain't no time to be afraid. Give me yours or get laid. Give up because it gets sprayed. I got lots of love for my crew, that is. No love for them other crews and rival kids. All them out of town niggas know what time it is.
lives, and if they don't, they need to buy a watch, word up. Caught up in the crossfire, get they self hurt up. While I be sipping gin straight in a plastic cup on a park bench on 12th Street, my whole crew's famous. You tried to bust your gat and keep it real, but you nameless. First of all, slow down, you on the wrong route. Let me put you on your feet and show you what's it all about. The street life, ain't nothing to play with. No jokes, no games, kid. For years I've been doing the same shit, just drinking liquor, doing bids, extorting crackheads, and sticking up the stick up kids. Stick up kids.
Fubar Radio presents
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
Apparently I've got a handsome penis. It's not just nice looking, apparently it's actually handsome.
Yeah, but then if it's too handsome, she's going to be more interested in that than your face.
That's the plan.
If she didn't give you like some affection in the face.
No, wait. Don't just talk to me like to my face.
Oh god, I wish you paid me attention sometimes.
She's always sucking my dick.
Said absolutely no male.
Find him, bring him in.
I know he's out there.
Oh god, this is the most I've laughed on any show.
Honestly.
Every Wednesday,
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
That's right, bitches and bitchettes.
Yes, you're locked into FUBAR Radio. That last cut, of course, Give Up the Gizzards from the infamous album Mobb Deep. That's a certified classic as far as I'm concerned. And we've sending a special salute going out to Prodigy on this week's show. So we played you a whole bag of dope music. We spoke to Ski Beats earlier on the show. We were just speaking to Kalashnikov. And we spoke to Pharoah Monch as well.
Wow. Paying homage to the one and only Prodigy from Mobb Deep. We lost him last week. We want to introduce two guys that are coming in. One of them's going to make sure his phone isn't ringing or nothing like that. You two are brothers, by the way. Yeah, Shout out to Earth, Evil, and Quack Zeno.
What's good?
Guests that have come on before. How you lot doing, man?
Blessed, man.
Feeling good still.
Feeling good. Tell us about... You know, we're paying homage to Prodigy from Mobb Deep. I'm sure both of you, I know you two do.
What?
You know who he is.
Yeah, man.
What kind of impact, what's your favourite songs or, you know, what kind of impact did he make on...
Even just favourite songs, like, what Mobb Deep for the industry and everything, like, was crazy. Like, the way they was pathing waves for people and, like, the fact that the music is still relevant now...
It's crazy,
is mad, do you know what I mean?
It says a lot.
Like, that's something that we would love to live up to, even in a small amount of way, even in our own community, do you know what I mean? So that's how it affected me personally as well, bro. Quacks, what are you saying?
Prodigy was a big artist in my youth, definitely. His partnership with Havoc as well was inspirational to see, like, a rapper with a producer who knows exactly how he works and could create something that's like a masterpiece.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely, man.
It's sad, man. It is sad. And, you know, it's sad. It's hard because as well, the fact that once they're gone is when we all... You know, when people are like, yo, I'm only playing Prodigy today, and you're like, why does it have to be like that? It's hard because there's so many artists. You look into my collection of music, I ain't going to be able to every day be on it like that, but it does hurt when you're like, shit, man.
It's like Fife as well, when Fife left, it was the same type of feeling, man.
It's sad, man. But yo, we're glad to have you two here, man.
But that's also why I like this section of the show, because, you know, I think that's our duty. We need to support each other in this community and provide the platform for talented people. Every week we have the open mic. This week it's all about you guys. But you guys have been through to the FUBAR studio before, haven't you?
Yeah, man, and we enjoyed it every time. But we didn't come together last time, you feel me?
So you two are blood brothers, yeah?
Yeah. Man. So that's my older brother, Quacks.
He's your older brother.
Yeah, man.
And who taught who how to rhyme then? Who was the first one?
Obviously, like, football was my thing, yeah? And seeing him rapping with his boys and that, my boys didn't really rap like that. So it was more of I was looking up to my brother thinking, yeah, I want to be like that. So
serious?
He's my biggest inspiration. But levels, though,
as soon as I heard this boy write one verse, he instantly became my favourite rapper.
And
he's been my favourite rapper ever since that day.
I got an appreciation
for other rappers.
Yeah.
Personally, for me,
that's good, man. To have your blood bruv like as an inspiration. That's like, you know, when they talk about iron sharpening iron.
Yeah.
So have you two done tracks together yet, or?
Yeah, man. We've got something coming out soon called Blessed.
Well, like a whole project.
Now, this is like a feature on his project. So he's got an EP out at the moment, Too Legit to Quit. And like every song's a banger, fam. And yeah, we got a little something on there too, Blessed. And it incorporates that feeling of love and life as well. Do you know what I mean? So everything we do, it's more than music. It's a lifestyle. Do you know what I mean?
An extension of what we believe in. You know what I mean? What we live in.
How did that come about? Because I've noticed you two, you're not like... you know, you've come from this side of the, you know, your street, but you're still quite positive about life as well. You're not like, ah, oh, fuck everybody, you know what I mean? We don't get this, we don't get that. Which is the attitude that, you know, oh my Lord, that's what everybody's like. Fuck the world, you know what I mean?
I can relate to it. It wasn't so long ago I was there myself. I'm 28, I'm going to say up until the year of about 21, I was on the wrong side, you know? I let the negative win, you know what I mean? After I turned 21, I was like, you know what, this ain't getting me nowhere. So I tried to look on the positive. So now every situation I go, my friends go through, we try to find the positive so we can get through it a bit better, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Struggles everywhere. But also is success, family, friends, you know what I mean?
And to get there, obviously you choose the right path and you'll get there right. And it's good that you're bringing your brother along with you, man. Yeah, like, that's beautiful to see.
Yeah,
so we want to see some open mic action, though. This is what... So the project is out now, yeah?
Yeah, Too Legit.
Because you mentioned that before, innit, that it was coming.
Yeah, man.
When did it drop?
Further March, but we're going to be re-releasing on iTunes because this project never made it to iTunes.
Just so Bandcamp and all that.
It's going to be coming on iTunes.
So have you sorted out a distributor and everything for it to get it on iTunes?
In the process, but it will be. We'll be out on iTunes very soon.
And Earth, are you got something in the works or what?
Me, I'm in the studio all the time, but the project will come. The project will come in good timing. Yeah. You know how it goes.
But Self-Reflection from Earth is out. Self-Reflection. Spotify, that's out.
All right, let's get into some open mic action. Who's brought the beat in this week then, Sarah?
This week, we think it's Quartz.
Oh, Quartz, it looks
not
like...
Not Kuarts. Yeah, because it's hip-hop spellings, and that's all that we accept here on their hip-hop show is strictly hip-hop spellings. But Quartz is on the beat.
You might want to put in brackets how to pronounce
the
pronunciations,
because we are still English. And
so, we're human, first of all. But anyway, let's get into it, man. The beat by Quartz. We got Earth Evil in the building. Quack Zeno.
Come on.
I know these lot are going to go in, because they've gone in before.
Come on.
This ain't no game. Fruit Bar Radio, the hip-hop show. Come we go.
Yeah. Check it, this be ridiculous. Flow the wickedness. Take a hit and you gon' hit a switch. When they picture this, 90s, 80s on their fingertips. Never hit and miss. I'm painting pictures when I rip a skit. Yo, flow stargazing. I'm amazing when I'm spraying. I go crazy when I lace a verse. Got raised in church, but the preacher never made it work. Got paid to serve, congregation gotta pay to serve. This is calculated outcomes. Martin had a dream, imagine living without one. Trying to get this cream, my mama raised a devout son. On the way to money. That money came in the thousands, had to slow down. Trying to catch my flow now. Thinking if I had it all, would I value my own sound? Had to realize the bigger picture was some BS on root GPS. And I'm out, I want the money and the cream and the power and respect, boy. Keep yourself in check, boy. Coming for the check, boy. All these rappers talking but do nothing, man, they're wet, boy. Keep yourself in check, boy, keep yourself in check.
Things don't go away, I step back and take stock. Used to be eager, touch even if hot. Now I take time and that evens the drop. Trying to get money fast, even if squat. Dead for bread, shots to the head. No time, no change for a rollie. Wanted to shine, but no time to be holy. The hood's like a cutter, don't slip on your butter. Satellite like Marge, they miss by a margin. Dirt on the cami, now the in the cell marching. What good is that bread if you're on the curbside dead? All that dough for the fam, they'd want you instead. That's why I'm like, live, love, life. Smile, love the life you live, go and live it with style. Live, love, life, smile, love the life you live. Yeah. Ice limits is wild.
Check it. We put our hopes into a better place. We shapeshift and then we levitate. Still trying to think of a better way to get away. I need to meditate to help my mind stay elevate. I'm so chill. My friends say I'm high already with no pills. I pray that they find pleasure when they hold meals. Whilst them kids in Africa praying for whole meals. Damn, this life is so real. I need to detox, been having conversations with myself. Had to look beyond the physical to understand the world. They say survival of the fittest, got me contemplating health. Truth ain't what's in front of you, it's what's behind the cells. I'm talking science, man. I'm talking science, man. I'm talking science, man. What's the cause of a rebel? Not happy with the level. The govs move Jezebel. So they mix up the pain with the bass and the treble. Ain't the gun bass and the tremble. Jericho's wolf fall like
like Jenga. Living free, that life splendor. Smile every day, a pretender. At home, it's blue, daddy's on a bender. I've cried tears of joy. It marks myself from Satan's ploys. Living free like a kid with toys. Had to go in church and then touching boys. My team, madness. In this world, a lot of sadness.
The realness.
Mummy queen, she brought gladness. Bursting bubbles like a cactus.
I stay awake at night, sometimes I don't feel safe being alone. Parallels, universe, this earth is not my home. We're too preoccupied with fiction. Listen, when I'm spitting, I don't spit no contradictions. This the dumbest form of wisdom. Turn up pissed aside of parliament and pissed up on the system. Like, can you hear me now? Theresa May, I don't know. Can you hear me now?
Uh-uh.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Can
she
they hear me now? I don't know.
Can they hear me?
Look, I want that good life. Old school, deck chairs, wood pipes. Biggie and Dizzy beefing with Tupac and Suge Knight. I fantasize about life in the 90s. I almost blacked out twice. I need to find Aphrodite's. I talk to wolves, but they don't talk back. I talk to girls, but they don't talk back.
Sorry.
You call my phone and I won't call back. Mum's pissed, saying I should talk more. I don't talk to chat, you like to chat. That's what the wolves for. I don't do commercials. The wise know when to speak and all my views of curfews. I won't sugarcoat it, man, I lack the use of perfume. I lack the use of perfume.
Thinking about this life that I've lived, man, it's crazy. I wouldn't want this life for my lady or baby. Diamonds and pearls, some die just for shells. Weight on his chest, waiting. Mine's on some scale shots, ringing like bells. Wrong digits on scales. Getting money easy, fast route to a cell. I was in school, rating man in jail. Backwards thinking, lead a man straight to hell. Like, positive vibes only. Positive vibes, they saved my life, homie.
Yes.
I was in the dark, not in the light, homie. Now everywhere I go, I need it bright, homie. Ay, I need it bright, bright. If it gets a little dark, get to the light, light. If you're coughing, doing dirt, you get a fright night. There's a battle for your soul, it's like fight night.
So elegant, move elements, flows relevant. Spreading peace and love to your relative. Them man bust quick, cause they celibate. Fast food rappers I can't stomach. There's no substance in their lettering. If they don't let me in, it's questionable about my melanin. Crossing borders like Trump supporters chasing the Mexicans. Met this young king, said he gets it in with this weapon ting. Day of reckoning. How long would they sentence him? I don't feel grind, cause they rap baloney. Hey, talk beef, but they vegan. Too much green up in their sandwich. I speak truth for what I think it is. Everybody's truth is distorted from how they picture it. Said they're flipping bricks, that's ridiculous. Flow's rigorous, take a hit and touch higher levels like Limitless.
Tell them!
Touch higher levels like Limitless.
What? Touch higher levels like Limitless.
Dark days lead to dark stages. Chasing the dark arts, they lead to dark places. Had me searching for the light, you can't mask greatness. I thank the Lord for his guidance through my dark stages. Like brothers with the shooters running riot, riot. Nah, that weren't me, but I had dons try it. Snaked by the brothers that I didn't look twice at. But man on the hype, watch the ones that are quiet. This is for the man, them on the ends, and the round man. Man are hungry, bring him in if he's down, fam. And I don't mean dropping weed or dropping brown. Find out what he wants to do and then chop him round. Tell him all the job, he needs to get a job. Man, I ride around with that corn more time, they end up getting cobbed. See, if you're dropping bodies, end up getting dropped. My brother, watch that BS bubble, man, it's getting popped.
Yo, that's Quack Xeno right there, my beloveds. You are in tune to the hip-hop show right here with myself, Mice Diggy, and DJ Sarah Love. MCs, if you want to get on the open mic like Quack Xeno and Earth Evil, all you got to do is hiphop@foobarradio.com. Email us there with the subject saying open mic. Send us a link to some of your music and we'll get back to you. If you're a producer and you want to get a beat on here just like Quartz, hit up hiphop@foobarradio.com with the subject saying open mic beat. All you got to do is attach 4 1-minute snippets and you might get on here, bitch. Earth Evil.
Ice cream in the summertime with the summer breeze. Jeans are going sailing on the Mediterranean seas. They told me live free, go get a degree. I'm just trying to be me. There's levels to E. Thinking about the bigger picture. Even if they had it all, they still want to be richer. Ain't satisfied with what money buys.
Exactly.
Ice cold Corona in the summertime. Now chill. Thinking how we made it to 20. My life's so real. My life's so real. Like, I want my nephews to be safe at night.
So when they say they're going shop, I know they're blessed. When they say goodbye, thinking about the days we used to pray, trying to make it right. Thinking if I had a bit more calm, I could have played it right. Mind state like an umbilical cord, I had to cut some things off so I could breathe a bit more. Ooh. In a world full of fake, what's the definition of real? If I don't show love, will I ever know how it feels? I'm confused, these rappers rapping about meals, but them living in a house where their mommy still pays the bills. Why? Role models to be proud of. I ain't gonna stop till my mommy sitting on thousands. Amen. Yeah, we're too worried about the basics. I'm reading books about aliens flying in spaceships. Damn, has my mind gone lost or is our minds all lost on non-ambiguous wages? Hey, I'm trying to get a house up in the south of France so I could look back at where I came from. I know that's the past. Yeah, I know that's the past. Wow. Look back at where I came from, I know that's the past. Yeah, I know that's the past.
Hey, yo, Quax, I know you got some extra bars.
Been a minute since I've been writing. Woo! Stepping stones like I'm in Brighton. Needs first once, have me deciding. I need a good, good girl, I don't need a side thing. Evil things are quiet, even as I'm writing. Devils throwing parties, they're looking inviting. I bet you didn't know that they invite them.
Yeah.
Glitz, glamour, enticing. How the shotters do the youngers, entice them.
Yeah.
What him do the dirty work, so we nice him.
Yeah.
Newspaper round, can't buy man a pen. Mum's pocket money coming like dry skin.
Yeah.
Man needs clean to go and buy 110s on ends. They be stabbing over unpaid tens.
Yeah.
School life, that's where I start smoke blems. Young boy looking for excitement.
Young boy looking for excitement. Young boy looking for excitement. You man ready? Young boy looking for excitement. Yeah, check it. Bar sit, spit straight out the cranium. Ink all over the floor, cause that paper thin. Get that paper rim, but don't risk it all, cause that paper's thin. History lied and took away our kings. No time to just rewind. When I rewind, I slow time to help me re-time. Yeah. And they don't even know what I'm saying, man. I guess I'm too old to be playing, man. Like, my bro breaks his back just to make a stack. He don't even know where that paper at. Hey, yeah. And education is a loose term. We learning things to keep that noose turned. Yeah. And slave trade, they aren't history. It's in our history, but they failed to tell us the missing keys. Like, we were once kings. Till they put us in them dungeons. Man, I can't believe that shit. History repeating on some relapse shit. Big up all my people that don't read that script. Is the earth evil? Help me read backwards. I'm trying to retrack the track list. Earth evil, universal like an atlas.
Ay.
Speak truth, we don't gas kids. The gas rise like the gas price. Thinking how is that life? Man, I can't listen to these gas guys. And I really can't take that in. Like junk food that goes straight in bin. We remain to win. And I really can't take that in. Like junk food.
Just yes. Remember that, mother lovers. This is Earth Evil Quack Xeno right here, man. What are you saying? You got one more for us, Quack?
I don't think we've got time for one more, though. No, because I want you guys to... Okay, come on. Go.
But I can do all things through Christ.
Yeah.
In my phone, devil don't want me to type.
What?
I can do all things through Christ. Mm-hmm. In my phone, devil don't want me to type. Out my head, he wants me gassed on a hype. But my fire burned deep, he can't dart this light. Battle with my mind and my soul, I've had to fight. Gone left when I should have gone right. You know stress then, bro, you know life. You can't get through, sis, please don't cry. Ooh. The pain you a pittance like, please don't try. Live Ooh. A legal life. Ooh. Go and sell drugs, nigga, regal life. Make Ooh. Money off the poor, living needle lives. Who needs their lives? Light dimmers, pitching plans over light dinners. We all sinners when we sin it, things are light in us. That's why we need God, he be the light in us. Ben Ham, no spam, he be right with us. When he does the math, we get the right figures. In the light, free entry, hang with us. Bad mind, people can't stand with us. I don't mind, bad people can't stand with God.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, mate.
That was a lovely. Thank you.
Earth Evil, man. Blood Brothers right here,
it's
boy.
It's lovely having you here. Man. What are the links? Share people the info, how they can find
you. How can
you?
We find you?
Literally, if you're looking for Earth Evil, that's ERF space EVIL. There's a reason to that. You lot are smart, so sort it out, innit? Quax, what are you saying?
Look at Earth Evil backwards and you might have an idea.
Oh, you're cheating.
Quax Xeno, KWAK. _ZINO. That's the Instagram, Twitter, Duck Music in the YouTube, and you'll find all the music videos by myself and my brother.
So is Duck Music your label? Yeah.
Dreams You Can Keep.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much for coming through, Quack Zeno, Earth Evil, Quartz on the beat. I was feeling that very much. Shouts out to Kalashnikov. We spoke to Ski Beats, Pharaoh Monch. If you missed any of that on today's show, hit up foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop. Email us. Hopefully next week on the open mic, we're going to be joined live in the studio by the ill band Ezra Collective.
Hopefully, but...
allegedly.
This is one thing I know for sure. This is one of the questions I got for my investigation, which is very true. When's the worst time to expose yourself as a shook one? Shout out to DJ Locke. He says... when that threesome is about to pop off. And on that note...
well, we'll revisit that next week, I reckon. Up next, you have The Grime Show on Food Bar Radio. Sticky Blood are going to be taking care of you. This is myself, Sarah Love, and my Sticky signing off. Remember, this is all we need, people. We're one in this together.
Unity. Brother, sister, there's got to be you. What's missing in our lives? Can't you see? We need love. A little word of confidence every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony, and there'll surely be some unity. Unity.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.